your point.
Then respond to him, Kelly. Okay. Come on.
Okay, here's my response. My response is this bill is meant to reduce shelter intakes and expenses for shelters.
Right.
The bill does the exact opposite.
How?
And that has been because Santa Cruz model.
Yeah, you did it. Kelly, come on. Seriously, you can't do this to us. You can't just, you can't. No, you can't. You know what? Wait a minute. Lisa asked you a question. Why is the LAPD supporting it? Why? Answer it.
You know, I haven't talked to Chief Bratton about it. I think if Chief Bratton heard the canine groups that were against this.
All right. Okay, so he's ignorant. I got it. Okay, asked and answered.
I think the mayor was supporting the bill, and I think the chief certainly was up for.
Got it. All right. Asked and answered. Kelly, come on. We got to do these point by point.
Let's talk about it. The law enforcement is opposed to this bill, and aside from what LA did, the whole issue here is we want to really do something. Let's talk about really doing something about spaying and neutering.
Kelly,
that's going to have an impact.
Kelly, come on, you got it. You're just going to your talking points. I know that that's what you're told to do, but Lisa,
I want sides to quit talking about and really focus on what we're trying to do here. We're trying to reduce the shelter intake population and reduce expenses.
Kelly, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Judy Mancuso is on the line. She's the co-sponsor of AB 1684, and you're on with Kelly Moran.
Hi, yes. Well, here's the deal. Kelly's lying, okay, plain and simple. What's going on here is that he's making up a bunch of information.
Well, let's go. You know, again, everyone's name-calling, and that's not going to get us anywhere.
Okay,
what's he lying about?
Okay, PORAC, who is the largest police organization in the state, they have 80,000 members, drafted the language that we put in our bill to accommodate the police. The LAPD is behind.
PORAC is not supporting your bill, and quit misrepresenting PORAC's position. That is absolutely not true. PORAC is not supporting this bill, and you know that, Judy. So quit saying that a law enforcement group is supporting your bill when they are not. PORAC is not supporting this bill, and you know that.
Okay, PORAC drafted the language.
Tell the people that PORAC is not supporting your bill.
You know what? You need to stop talking, Kelly, because you can lie all you want, but talking over me when I try to get my point in and get the truth out is not the right thing to do. So number one, LAPD is behind this bill because it's a good bill and because they deal with dog aggression, dog bites, maulings, dog fighting, and they know the benefits of this as a public safety aspect. Number two, we have tons of police stations on our side. We have Montebello Police, Beverly Hills Police. We have a whole list of police stations. And PORAC, getting back to what I was saying, PORAC drafted the language for us. Okay, this is a fact. PORAC is taking a neutral on the bill. They have a very large membership. They take neutrals. They do not take stands on legislation. But what they did to make sure that everything was taken care of is that they helped us craft the language. And we have the Santa Ana police, and we have police officers who have been training canines for 30 years.
Judy, let's get to the issue of future, because this seems to be a sticking point that Kelly claims is in the bill, that future police rescue dogs, dogs for the blind, all these kinds of hearing impaired, disabled dogs, for the future will not be included. Only past dogs would be included. Prove, Judy, that Kelly is wrong.
Well, let me pull up the language here on my computer, and I'll just read you the exemption, because we worked with Guide Dogs of America, California Council of the Blind, and this is the language they crafted that's in here. Any owner of a...
Are those groups supporting your legislation? You're quoting all these groups that are not even supporting your
legislation. But Kelly, Kelly,
you're going to sit here and you're going to call me a liar. That's fine. That you can go ahead and call me whatever you want. But you know the truth is that you've lied to the people about Santa Cruz numbers. This is a failed model. And when that all became clear, what happened in Santa Cruz is
Kelly. Come on, Santa Cruz. Seriously, it's getting to be crazy time. Judy.
Well, it is because. Santa Cruz is crazy.
Okay, Judy.
To base your whole model on Santa Cruz and for it to be a false.
Kelly.
And everybody up here in Sacramento knows now that Judy Mancuso gave Lloyd Levine bad numbers in Santa Cruz.
No
those
one.
Were not accurate numbers,
okay.
And everybody knows that.
So let's just read. Wait a second.
Okay.
Kelly, the one thing we can, I guess, agree on, I think, is the text of the legislation. If Judy reads the text of the legislation and can prove to the rest of us listening that there is an exemption, will you stand corrected on your issue, or will that not be enough proof?
When the California Rescue Dog Association...
Kelly, come on. I'm asking you as a person. Not I'm not asking you to lean on these...
He won't do it.
Organizations
he won't do it.
Why? Yeah, why? Kelly, wait a minute. That's not a response.
Wait a minute.
These are the specialists.
Let me say something.
You are not a specialist.
He's making money off.
Turn everybody down for a second. Let me say something, okay? If Guide Dogs of America, whether or not they're going to support it, because understandably some of these people don't take a stance on these issues, okay? If they're crafting the language for this, doesn't that say something? They're crafting the language so that this bill will be able to accommodate these dogs.
Here's what I'm trying to do. Kelly.
Well, I'd like to read this.
Yeah, I'd like Judy to read the actual text of AB 1634.
Now, is this the new amendments that they're talking about? Because they're talking about a whole bunch of new amendments that nobody's seen so far. So is this the secret language or the current language?
Can you make him stop talking for a second? Can you, like, pull the plug
on Kelly, answer his question. Is this new text?
This is a couple versions back. Any individual or organization breeding animals for services provided by guide dogs, signal dogs, or service dogs, as defined in subparagraph C of paragraph 6 of subdivision B of section 54.1 of the Civil Code, which is about the Disabilities Act, shall be presumptively entitled to an intact permit issued pursuant to this chapter. Any animal possessed by any individual with a disability protected by the Federal Americans with Disabilities Act shall be exempt from the provisions of this chapter if the animal is providing guide dog, service dog, or
okay.
Dog services.
Judy, hang on just a second. Kelly, is that what you know the text to say?
That she said a couple texts back. I don't know if that's.
Oh, come on, Kelly. Come on.
The current amendments, but let me tell you, that still doesn't cover.
Yes, it does.
A number that still doesn't cover.
Yes, it does.
Okay, it still doesn't cover a number of law enforcement dogs.
Okay, I'm getting to that. I could get to that if you would let me talk. And then it says, now this is something that the Guide Dogs of America wanted us to add as well. Before, what happened was we exempted the guide dogs, right? But then the guide dog people came to us and they said, oh, but we got to make sure that you exempt the breeding stock. And we said, okay, well, we didn't realize that what we had wouldn't cover that. So that's when they went ahead and wrote this language. So then the next one, what they wanted us to do is if the guide dog program is licensed by the state, they are completely out of the bill. Guide dog, signal dog, and service dog programs licensed by the state of California are exempt from all the provisions of this chapter.
Kelly, why don't you accept this?
Because that's not, a lot of the dogs are not raised that way. And not,
oh, no. Oh,
yes,
boy, you're reaching now, buddy.
No, listen. I don't know, Judy, if you've ever had a service dog in your family, but my sister raised a service dog and the way it works is that these families own these dogs, have these dogs, and then they're selected because of their abilities in order to be of service to search and
Judy,
rescue.
Judy, would Kelly's sister's dog be exempt?
Absolutely.
How's
positively.
That? How's that? She was never in it with an organization. So how are you going to be with an if you're not within an organization, if you're a family that has a
Kelly,
dog,
Kelly, I have been working on this language since February 2006. We have sat at the table with so many groups, and I have learned more in my lifetime about service dogs, guide dogs, bomb dogs, FBI dogs, sniffing dogs, and we have gone out of our way to accommodate these people. We would have to be nuts out of our mind not to write them out of this bill.
Judy,
Kelly,
insinuating is
ridiculous.
I got to take a break. Judy, thanks for calling in. Hang on. Kelly, hang on. We'll get to your final round here, and we're going to try and squeeze some calls in as well. And Lisa's got more points. We'll get it all in. 6K Talk AM 1150. Mark Germain, Mr. K, producer Lisa, talking about Assembly Bill 1634, what cops call the Pet Extinction Act and what the co-sponsor of AB 1634 calls. What is the actual bill called?
It's called the California Healthy Pets Act, and I can tell you why we named it that, because the sooner you spay or neuter your animal, the less chances they have of getting certain types of tumors and cancers.
That is true, too.
Right, and so with every heat that they go through, it lessens the benefits.
Seems like Kelly,
there's a lot of arguments about that with vets. But if you want to believe that,
Wait a second. You don't believe that it's a positive thing to spay and neuter pets?
I think it is. I think if you're not going to be breeding pets, it is very positive to spay and neuter. And I think that's one thing that, you know, one agreement that Judy and I both have, that we feel strongly about trying to do what's best for our pets. And what I would like to do is I'd like to invite Judy. In fact, I saw her up in Palo Alto during a town hall meeting from Senator Joe Cimitti on Saturday. And one of the things she said is she would sit down with me so that we could go over the Santa Cruz numbers.
Oh,
really,
come on.
About those.
Listen, Kelly, this is...
You guys really need to come together on this.
Okay.
Because
I'm ready, boy, because I know you're misusing Kelly.
This is so important, Kelly.
And here's the thing. We're not going to come to any conclusion about Santa Cruz's numbers today on the show, because Judy and Kelly, you see it completely differently, and no one here actually has the ability to go through the numbers and figure out the truth from the lies.
So I'm sure
that both of you would say it's very easy. So let's just put Santa Cruz aside. It does seem like the bigger issue for you, Kelly, and the reason why your organization is involved is because you say future service dogs are not covered. You have two arguments, Santa Cruz and future service dogs.
Right.
But Judy, who co-wrote the bill, sponsored the bill
with the help of guide dogs and other very reputable organizations.
What does Judy need to do, Kelly, to convince you that guide dogs in the future will be covered? Future service dogs will be covered.
She has to get the United States Police Canine Association, the North American Police Canine Association, the California Rescue Dog.
No, you, Kelly. What does she have to do to convince you? Kelly.
Right. And if those people don't take stance on legislation, then it never works.
No, they absolutely do, because they all oppose this bill.
But Kelly, as an individual,
let's get one thing clear, Mark. All these groups oppose the bill.
And are they
groups like yours that
just make money off of people, Kelly?
You can see it. We have letters.
Kelly.
So let's make it clear, they are opposed to the bill. And
Kelly, I get it. I know you're under fire here, but I asked you a question.
My point is this, Mark. These are the experts in raising these dogs, in breeding these dogs, and knowing that we're going to have an adequate supply of these dogs in the future.
You can when we come back. We're going to continue this.
Okay.
We're going to continue this after the news here.
We're doing something crazy here. We've never
normally
done before.
Normally, it's Ask Mr. K, but this I want to get this point of clarification here. So, Judy, can you hang on? Judy?
Yes.
Can you hang on, please?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay,
Kelly,
thank
can you.
And
stay
Kelly,
with us?
You stay as well.
Sure.
All right. On K-Talk AM 11.
My phone keeps up.
Mark Germain, Mr. K, producer Lisa, and Kelly and Judy. It's after 6. It's K-Talk AM 1150. Mark Germain, Mr. K, along with producer Lisa. Normally, it's the Ask Mr. K hour. No guests, no topics, no screeners. But what happened in the last hour
blew your mind.
I just felt like we had to keep going with it, so we will. And the reason that we're talking about this issue is last week we had...
Assemblyman?
Lloyd Levine, who is the California Assemblyman who wrote Assembly Bill 1634. This is to mandatory spay and neutering all pets because there's a big pet overpopulation problem in California. A lot of shelters have a lot of unwanted pets. And something needs to be done about that. Most people agree. I think, Kelly, even you agree with that, right?
I think we definitely want to work on our shelter intake and our shelter budgets. And I think that's one of the big things that we should talk about today is the false claims by Judy and her group.
Please don't say Santa Cruz. Don't do it.
I promise.
All right.
It's become one of those.
I won't, Mark.
All right.
That's so funny.
What they're claiming is that this bill is going to save hundreds of millions of dollars in costs for our animal shelters. I think that's one of the most irresponsible claims that any author could ever make.
Well, Judy is the co-sponsor. Do you actually make that claim? It will save hundreds of millions of dollars.
I've never made that claim, but it's very easy. What's going on here? You have the animals coming in through the front door, and there's three things that can happen. They can go back to their owners, they can get adopted, or they get killed. Okay, that's just how it goes. And in the state of California, we cannot adopt our way out of this. We can't kill our way. Well, we are killing our way out of it and warehouse our way out of it. We have to stop the inflow through the front door. It's very, very easy.
Everyone agrees.
Absolutely.
So is Judy agreeing that this isn't going to save money now?
Oh, no, no. I will absolutely say that it will save us money.
And
this
how's
is
that?
Tried
how's that,
and
Judy?
True all over the United States.
Judy, how does it save money?
Well, it saves money because you don't have the amount of animals coming in that you have to house and that you have to do something with, okay? But, so, I mean, that's just the plain and simple. Right now, we have...
So, like in L.A., okay. where the numbers have gone down in the last 6 years, then the budget should have gone down, too. Is that right?
Okay, let me talk
but,
to you
but
about
the budget didn't go down, did it?
Okay.
The budget went up while
Kelly,
the numbers went down. Judy,
you are
the numbers
just,
went
you're
up.
So far out there. First of all, I would love to talk a little bit about how COPS is paid and Pet Pack for that anybody that could hire you guys, you would take their side, okay? And if anyone wants more information about them, go to petpacknonsense.com.
Well, let's talk about Kelly's organization. Wait a second. Judy, you're making a claim that he's doing this for a buck.
He is doing it for a buck. You hire these guys. He made $300,000 off of a cop slate in early 2000, $871,000 from candidates. There are newspapers, the Orange County Register, who puts out alerts that says don't give donations to these guys because they don't spend it on police.
Okay, you want to talk about cops and you want to go negative about the people that are opposing this bill.
Well,
Kelly,
are
you
paid? Kelly, are you paid?
Paid for what?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that answers it. Of course he's paid.
I work for the California Organization of Police and Sheriff.
I know, but are you?
I'm paid as director of political affairs. I'm also a political consultant working in Sacramento.
Well, are you involved in this? Are you involved? Are you involved in this issue as a paid lobbyist?
Yes.
No, I'm not in this,
yes,
involved in this issue. I am not a paid
lobbyist.
Oh, obviously.
Come on, Kelly. There's been boasting about. I have a Bill
Judy,
Hemby
I'll bet you $1 million
email.
I'm not a paid lobbyist. If you want to put it on the table in front
well,
of
that,
all
that
the
sounds
people
like
put your $1 million on the table, okay, then we'll get to that
I wish
point.
I
but
had
you,
the $1 million.
Okay,
I'm
well, I'll do $10 from
money.
You. Okay, I'll do $10
well,
from
Judy,
you.
Well, Judy, who do you, Judy, who do you claim is... Who do you claim is paying Kelly to make these statements?
Anybody they can get money from.
Well,
like
who in
the
this
breeders.
Issue? On
it
this
is
issue,
the breeders. I will tell you who it is.
Okay.
The breeders in their. This is the same across the United States. There are folks who raise dogs and cats and sell them, and they do not pay sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
They do not. Pay, they do not.
So Kelly, do breeders
and pay income tax?
Kelly,
and
do breeders?
Don't want that touch.
Mark, let's get back to what the
we
real
can.
Issue.
We
why
can. We can. But let's
issue, no. Why you're against
listen,
the
I'm
bill.
Not going to continue if
you're
not going to talk about solving the issue.
The bill.
The
no,
issue is about
this is why you're against.
Whoa! Judy, hang on a second. Hold on a second. But Kelly,
the
she
issue is.
Issue
is reducing shelter intake and
Kelly,
animal expenses. Let's get to the point.
We
Mark.
Can, but it sounds like you're trying to dodge something now. So let's,
I
for the record,
what
then let me ask you the question, Kelly. Then let me ask you the question if you're not trying to dodge.
Expenses went. When Judy couldn't answer the fact that L.A. intakes went
Kelly,
down,
we'll come back to that.
Went up, she wants to go negative and start talking about
Kelly,
me or about
is
cops.
It going negative? Is it going Kelly, is it going negative to ask the question why you're involved and who's funding you? Is that going negative or something that should be disclosed?
I got involved in this campaign because I have two dogs and I have a mixed breed cat.
Okay, and are
and
you being
involved,
and
I,
Kelly,
I,
are
I
you
involved.
Being Kelly, are you being paid by animal breeders?
No, I am involved in an organization called Pet Pack, PETPAC.net. You can go online, you can check
well,
out.
Well, I thought you're the director of COPS.
I am. I'm also I serve as the director of political affairs.
It's another way to make money. It's just another way to make money, this pet pack thing that they then collect the money, and of course they're
we have thousands of people across the country that have contributed to us, including law enforcement, veterinarians,
there's no law
ranchers,
enforcement.
Farmers.
No law enforcement.
Judy, go on petpack.net.
What is PetPack and what does PetPack do then, Kelly?
You want to talk about, you can't talk about this bill because your whole argument has fallen apart.
No,
your whole argument has,
I don't think so.
Your whole argument about mandatory spay-neuter has proven to be
false. I have a very solid argument.
Shelter intakes do not improve.
Okay, guess what?
They get worse under mandatory spay-neuter.
Wait a minute. Stop for 1 second.
Judy. Shelter intakes go up after mandatory
spay-neuter. How can you stop?
And you're going to be responsible for those dogs and cats that are going into shelter intake if this bill passes.
Kelly, how can shelter intakes increase if there's mandatory spay and neutering?
Well, he answered this in the last hour.
What?
Intake spike after owners
relinquish the pet. You can go to our chart at petpack.com.
Because they're going to have to give up their animals.
I have to explain something to
and
you
let me Okay, and let me just say one thing really quick, because he's saying if people can't afford to spay and neuter their pets, they're going to have to give them up. If you can't afford the... I mean, when you get a voucher, first of all, you can get vouchers for free spaying and neutering or discounted spaying and neutering. If you can't afford, I think my one dog when I got her out of the shelter was like $78 to get her spayed. If you can't afford $78 to spay a dog, you shouldn't have a dog anyway, because once that $5,000 medical bill comes up, you're not going to be able to afford to take care of the dog in the first place.
Oh, Lisa, that's ridiculous. Anybody that can't afford a $5,000 medical bill shouldn't have an animal.
Okay,
you know how many people across this country would not have animals if they couldn't afford a $5,000 animal
bill?
Not,
and what do people do when their dogs get sick?
Lisa,
what my dog last year cost me $10,000. What on earth would you be able to do if you can't afford to take care of your dog? If you can't afford to get your dog spayed or neutered, how are you ever going to be able to afford medical care for an animal? It's not cheap. And can I tell you, you can't go to a veterinary office without laying down $200.
That's right.
Anybody that can't afford $10,000 shouldn't have a pet.
Hey, if you can't afford,
that's your position.
Stop.
No, that is not my position, but she brings up a good point, and I want to read one thing from the bill, because he keeps spreading this misinformation about the animals, the dog, the law enforcement. The owner is a legitimate breeder of a mixed breed or purebred working dogs, are supplying mixed breed or purebred dogs for training as working dogs to law enforcement, fire agencies, are legitimate professional or volunteer private sector working dog organizations. One more paragraph. The dog is being actively used by law enforcement, fire agencies, or legitimate professional or volunteer private sector working dog organizations for law enforcement, fire service, search and rescue, or medical service, or is being raised, groomed, socialized, or otherwise being prepared for duties for any of these purposes. What that means, what that exemption means, is a law enforcement animal never, never, ever, ever has to be spayed or neutered. And
well,
what all the canine people tell me,
let me know when you're done,
you've had a lot of time, is that these canines get spayed or neutered.
I'm the guest, Judy.
Well,
hello. Okay, you called in. I've been the guest.
Well, you know, I did everybody a favor. So at 18 months, these dogs get spayed or neutered before they're put out in the field. Well, our bill doesn't even say they need to be. They could be unaltered forever.
All right, Judy and Kelly, hang on a second. I want to bring Kelly and Harry into the conversation. And Harry, you're on K-Talk with Judy and Kelly and Lisa and Mark.
Great show, Mark and Lisa. At this point, what's the percentage of dogs in service that come from breeders as opposed to a shelter? How does that work?
Working dogs? Is he asking? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
what
police dogs.
He's saying police dogs. How many? What is the percentage that come from breeders, and what's the percentage that come from shelters?
Well, you know, I mean, Kelly's supposed to be the professional on police dogs, but I'll tell you what I know. What I know, what I hear from these folks that train the animals and from police stations, is that they get a lot of these animals from Germany, okay, because there's been so many problems with breeders in America that they don't have the proper stock of these dogs, so they get them from Germany. But there are animals that they do take from the shelters that they do train. So I don't know that anyone.
Kelly, do you dispute what Judy just said?
There's some that are taken, that are gotten from overseas. There's some that are bred here in America. There's some that are mixed breeds that come from families which aren't covered with exemptions under this bill.
It says legitimate breeder of mixed breeder purebred working dog.
No, but it's not. It's a family. It's a family that has
that's
a dog.
That's a legitimate
that
breeder. Then no, they need to be a legitimate breeder.
Answer,
it doesn't
Judy?
Matter if they're a family
okay,
or not.
Judy?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Judy?
How many families
Judy?
Give up their dogs to go into police work?
It's crazy.
Dogs that are police dogs are normally raised, from what I understand, from the time they're puppies. I mean, guide dogs. My neighbor trains guide dogs. And she gets the puppies from the time they're little puppies. And she keeps them for a year, trains them. Then they move on to somebody else for 6 months. Then they graduate from the guide dog program.
But they don't all work that way. Okay, number one, not all those dogs qualify for the guide dog program.
I understand that.
That.
No, okay. Because she's had dogs that haven't gotten through them.
So you have to have a huge pool of dogs in order to be able to find the small percentage of dogs that are actually going to make it into the program.
I understand
right?
that, but you
the
start them when you're young.
The rest of those dogs become family dogs, right? So all those dogs have to be allowed to be able to have exemptions.
Kelly, are your dogs spayed? And you said you have two dogs. Are they spayed and neutered?
Absolutely.
There, okay. Well, you were disputing that maybe it's not best for the animal.
Well, I think it should be a decision made between an individual and their veterinarian. Definitely, I feel
so you're pro-choice.
I am pro-choice.
Okay. Kelly Moran is on the line, director of COPS, and Judy Mancuso, who's the co-sponsor of AB 1634. And we'll continue with your phone calls on the other side at 877-520-1150, 877-520-1150 on K-Talk AM. 624, K-Talk AM 1150. Mark Germain, Mr. K, producer Lisa. Normally it's Ask Mr. K, no guests, no topics, no screeners, but the last hour... There was so much heat and so much fire that I felt we should continue the conversation about a very important piece of legislation that is in the California legislature right now. It's AB 1634, a bill to compel pet owners to spay and neuter their pets. There are some exceptions to that bill, and one of those organizations that refers to the bill as the Pet Extinction Act is on the line from the California Organization of Police and Sheriffs. Kelly Moran is here to represent. He's the Director of Political Affairs for COPS. And Judy Mancuso, who is one of the co-sponsors of the legislation, is also on the line. And we're going to continue with your phone calls at 877-520-1150. Dolores in Century City, you're on K-Talk. Hello.
Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. Moran, but you don't know what the heck you're talking about. You have not read the bill. You don't know the exemptions, and you have never been to a shelter. You don't know how many thousands of animals get murdered in the shelters because people don't spay and neuter. I've been rescuing for 30 years, and it's people like that who cause us to have to rescue and spend all our money trying to save these animals. You need to read the bill, and you need to know what's going on, and you need to visit some shelters.
Kelly, prove to Dolores that you've read the bill and that you know what the condition of the shelters.
You have not, sir. I have read it. You have not.
Kelly, prove to...
You have not because you're pulling figures out of your hat. You don't know what the figures you're talking about.
All right. So how can you prove that you've been to the shelters and that you and that you're not pulling numbers out of your hat?
Well, you know,
I didn't know she said hat. I'm sorry.
She didn't, but I'm saying
okay,
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
The whole issue here is about reducing shelter intake, and that is very important that we keep focused on what the issue is.
Well, do we have a problem at shelters?
In some areas, we do.
In Los Angeles, do we?
Well, in Los Angeles, the number of shelter intakes have been going down over the last.
I know,
years.
I know. You keep giving me this statistic,
but
are there a lot? Are there a lot of unwanted pets at shelters, Kelly?
There, in certain shelters, certainly there's unwanted.
All
pets.
Of our city shelters are loaded.
Where is there
every
a
day?
Where is there a city shelter where they don't have an overpopulation problem?
Well, San Francisco has...
No, in Los Angeles. I asked you specifically about Los Angeles.
Marin County, I'm giving you the information I know. Marin County actually adopts animals in to adopt animals out.
Right,
so
but they have...
There are areas, so, and that's one of the, I think, one of the
problems... That doesn't mean that there's not a problem, though.
Right.
In those areas.
But the problem is that this bill is going to make shelter intakes worse. And How? It says that read the appropriations analysis.
How will
right. He answered, Lisa, he did answer
animal,
this. He did answer this.
Animal control costs are likely to immediately increase.
We don't accept his answer, but he's answered. Okay, Peggy in Beverly Hills, you're on K-Talk. Hello.
Hi. I'm going to get this from a totally different perspective. First of all, I want to tell you that I personally watched my own cat be euthanized, and it was not painful, and it lasted a couple minutes, and that was it. Now, I'm on the side of mutts, okay? I have so many friends who've had overbred animals where they have bad hips, they have bad eyes, and you watch these poor animals go through their lives in misery.
Peggy, can I say something really quick? Let me tell you. All of my animals are mutts. My cats, my dogs, every one of my animals is a mixed breed. Everyone has come to me either from the streets, from the shelters. I've never, ever had an animal from a breeder, okay?
Okay. Well,
let me just tell you, Peggy, but let me tell you something. This bill will not eliminate mutts because we're always going to have a problem. I know, but I know that's going to be your concern.
I had one of my first cats years ago was half bred because it was mom got out one night and we got that cat and it was nothing but problems from day one. I now own two cats which I rescued from the worst shelter in downtown Los Angeles, the one by Dodger Stadium. They only have 2 days to live. I went online and reserved one of them so that it would live. They came to me with diseases that cost me $400. I love my cats. I look at them every day and I think I am glad there are mutts because a bred cat would not have survived.
I know.
Okay,
but this is not going to eliminate, but this will not eliminate them.
You're helping the breeders who create.
No, my God, no. Can I speak to this?
The breeders are against the bill, Peggy.
I know. The outside breeders are, and you've admitted that yourself.
Outside
the legal
breeders
are not. Okay? And mine came from a legal breeder.
Peggy, we are never going to eliminate mutts. Don't worry. It's not going to happen. We have got millions and millions of animals. 500,000 get euthanized a year in L.A. city shelters alone.
And 70% of those are mutts, and we are not banning breeding. This is not a breeding ban by any stretch.
Stuart in Malibu, you're on K-Talk. Hello.
Yes, hi. There are a couple of aspects of this bill that haven't been brought up yet, especially about out-of-state puppy mills, because those are not affected by this bill, but legitimate breeders, especially breeders who breed show dogs, are affected. Now, Lisa had mentioned that breeders get an exemption. That's true, but they have an exemption per dog per year, and each city can determine what the fee is, which puts a really great burden.
Yeah, that's not totally true. Okay, first of all, what we have in the state of California is we have what's called differential licensing, which means that you already pay extra for an unaltered animal in most jurisdictions for the ones that decided to do this. So the intact permit is now going to be that unaltered license. So it is not going to be the same.
It's left up to the local government to decide, Judy, and let's be honest about that. It's a special government issued permit
that local authorities can have.
And I think this is a big issue because
this is exactly what's going to happen is
we're going to have a flood of animals coming from Mexico.
Lisa and Mark just talked about it,
that we won't worry. We'll always have animals because we can get them. You said it with rescue.
I'm not saying they're going to come in from... No, no, wait.
We're not importing them.
Kelly, nobody...
And I want to talk to you about the show animals. The show animals are out of the bill as well. You can get an exemption. Okay, his or her cat or dog is used to show or compete and has to
pay
your regular license. Kelly, don't mislead people to think that they're paying more money. It's not right.
Well, I work for a breeder, and she's very concerned that she's not going to be able to breed her dog anymore because it's going to cost her too much money.
What you're trying to do to these people, and it's wrong. I am trying to get out the correct information. I have the bill in front of me. I've been working on it since February 2006, and all you are doing is just spewing falsehoods. This is ridiculous.
Yes.
All right, we got to take a break. I'm sorry to cut you off, Kelly. You'll get the last. You'll get the next word when we come back.
My God,
Judy, Judy Mancuso, Kelly Moran, and Lisa and Mr. K, Mark Germain, back for more at 877-520-1150. Right after this, 6:38 K-Talk AM 1150. Mark Germain, Mr. K, along with producer Lisa. Normally, it's the Ask Mr. K hour. But this issue is just so big that we couldn't contain it in 1 hour.
No, and Kelly, I do have to apologize to Kelly. I'm going to say one apology, Kelly.
Really?
Kelly, we said that we were going to have you on for 11 minutes. It's been all over right. An hour.
I hope my wireless phone hangs on here. But
it's okay.
Phone, but I do have one point, if I can make. It's going to be a totally new point, and I'm not going to mention the failed Santa Cruz Model 1.
Nope. We got to give you a ding. If we had dings in here somewhere, we'd give you a ding every time you said it.
Here's what it is that one of the most interesting points that was brought up in the town hall meeting up in Los Altos, Senator Simidian had, and Judy was at that meeting, was, you remember...
Judy Mancuso is the co-sponsor of AB 1634, and she's also on the line.
Right.
For just people
and,
who are tuning in late here, Kelly,
right,
I just want to make
right,
sure what's
right.
going on. Okay.
And you'll remember Judy, the veterinarian that spoke from Menlo Park, and one of her big concerns, and she's been a veterinarian for a number of years, is that she knows that the license rates go down with mandatory spay-neuter laws go into effect, because people will avoid trying to have their pets spayed or neutered, and the way to do that is not get them licensed, because that's the way you regulate whether somebody is spayed or neutered, is through the license procedure.
Actually,
because
you
of that,
well, licensing
Judy,
is for rabies, isn't it?
I must insist you let me finish your thought, and then
ahead.
You can have your time.
Go, the
dirt. And so what happens as a result of that is that the rabies vaccinations rates go down and rabies go up. And this was a point that was brought up not only by this veterinarian, but also a doctoral candidate that had done a thesis that spoke at the town hall meeting.
Okay, let
and
Judy
really
respond.
That this could, if we pass this law, we could really be seeing a tremendous
increase in rabies.
Yeah, but can I tell you something? The rabies, here you go, the deal on licenses, you don't have to send your money in, because on the form it has a thing that says your animal is deceased. If people really wanted to try to, you know, and I'm condoning this, but I'm just saying, he's saying that the rabies rates and all this stuff are going to go up, and there's no regulation on it now anyway. I mean, it's under goodwill that every time you get your paper in the mail every year, you send your money in, as do I on all my dogs, to renew their licenses.
Judy, are we going to see more dogs with rabies?
We absolutely are not, and because Pet Pack started this nonsense, we were forced to go dig out and do a rebuttal. And it was actually, it turned out really good that we did, because what it proved was so in our favor that all these different areas that did these spay and neuter bills, that licensing actually shot up. And we have that on our site, which is cahealthypets.com. We have these rebuttals. If you go to it, there's these information sheets on the right. And I actually had to pay someone to call each one of these shelters around the United States that they were claiming this, and to get on the phone with the directors of animal control, ask them for their statistics, and we found quite the opposite. So here's the difference between Kelly and his group and us. We use squeaky clean data. We call the shelters. I know that he's claiming that, you know, my data is bad. It comes from the Department of Health, Department of Finance. It comes from the AVMA, the CDC, from the shelters themselves. You cannot get better data.
I would like to sit down. Judy, what I challenge you is come
Anytime.
Up Friday. Let's sit down with reporters and let's go over our numbers. Okay, Friday in Sacramento, let's do it at the Capitol.
We'll have
reporters there.
I'm going to be in Sacramento on Monday. If you want to do it on Monday, I'll do it on Monday, and I'd be happy to, because, boy, would I love to put
Kelly,
it
can you
it.
Be in Sacramento on Monday?
Absolutely.
I'm
can
there.
Be there. Absolutely.
All right, how are you two?
Can will you guys call us?
How are you,
somebody,
how are you guys going to get together? Who's going to call who?
I don't know. I mean, I have an office where we can meet there. Some folks I'm working with that we could meet at their office.
How about 2:00 on Monday? Will that work for you, Judy?
Yeah.
Kelly, 2 p.m. on Monday.
Judy,
will you be at Judy's office?
Judy, what's your number? I'll give you a call.
Well, I can't give it over the air.
I gave you my card, Kelly. You've got my card.
I'll get it. I don't think you gave it to me. You might have given it to Bill Hemby, but I'll
okay,
check with them.
All right, you can get to Judy 2:00 on Monday.
Because
I'd love
I really
to
want
put
to look
it
at
to rest. And I've asked you guys,
Google each other.
With you. I've asked you if you would sit, and you're only the only thing
we're having a moment here.
Defeat the bill. That's all you want to do is defeat.
Too pretty good love music.
But we've tried to bring you to the table, and it's just not enough.
All right, 2 o'clock on Monday at Judy's office.
We didn't say 2 o'clock on Monday. We said I'm going to call her.
No, actually, we did say 2 o'clock on Monday.
No, I never.
Let's meet in Assemblymember Lloyd Levine's office.
No, I don't. I have no intention of meeting an Assemblyman.
Okay,
Lloyd Levine's
how about the
office.
Starbucks on the corner?
Kelly, why, wait a minute.
Maybe we can meet at the fundraiser that you're holding for him, Judy. Right?
I'm not
you're
having a fundraiser.
All
right, now this is devolving. We were getting somewhere. We were making progress.
We were making progress.
We were making progress.
Like
yeah. You guys challenged each other to have a meeting. Judy said, come to my office on Monday. Kelly, you said you'd do it. 2 o'clock on Monday. Commit
Lloyd
to it
Levine's
on the
office.
Air.
Lloyd Levine's office.
No, let's be more neutral ground, Judy.
I'm not going to Lloyd Levine.
That's fine. Kelly, I'm with you on this. More neutral ground.
Let me get it this way, Judy. You're a public citizen, and you're working out of an assemblyman's office using government taxpayers' money on this? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Oh,
you've been using government taxpayer money on this,
Kelly,
haven't
now you're reaching. We're looking
Judy,
for a place
that's exactly what you told
me. Let's
you
find a place to meet. Kelly, I got it.
Starbucks. McDonald's.
Kelly.
Oh, McDonald's. Sorry, that's meat.
Chicory, the coffee shop right across from the Capitol on the corner there.
2 o'clock Monday, Ian.
At the Chicory.
Come on, Kelly.
You better bring a friend, Judy.
See, no, I'm telling you, he won't do it because it's all, you know, BS.
Only if I can bring my dog with me.
You can bring your dog with you as long as you don't sick him on me.
Oh, you know what? My dog is the nicest.
Okay, we're not going to come on. Now we're being silly. Kelly, bring your dog. Kelly.
My dog is. You're talking about my dog now.
All right, we're not. Kelly, you brought up your dog. Kelly, you brought up your dog. All right, now we're getting silly. Kelly.
He doesn't want to do it. It's because he's avoiding it. He challenges me.
I absolutely do, Judy. I absolutely do. Because I want
to
show those Santa Cruz numbers because what you did is you took the cat population in Santa Cruz and you went back to 1990.
You're doing it again. You're doing it again. We're talking about Santa Cruz.
Santa Cruz.
You bring your Santa Cruz numbers. I'm bringing my Santa Cruz numbers. We're going to sit down and we're
That's fine.
Talk about how
and you're going to do that. And you're going to do that on Monday at 2 o'clock at the coffee shop across from the Capitol building. Are we agreed?
At the Chicory.
At the Chicory. Are we agreed,
okay.
Kelly?
And you guys will get a hold of us, correct?
Okay, Kelly, you're on the record. You committed to it. Judy, you're on the record.
I'll
you
go.
Committed to it.
I'll go.
2 o'clock.
All the documents are on the side. I mean, the worst part of it is here, we don't even need to make that big of a deal out of it.
No, we're going to make that big of a deal out of it.
You've got to bring more than the cat numbers. You got to bring the entire pet population.
Because
what you do is you use flawed numbers.
You used
Watsonville. You're picking out certain numbers, and we're going to show that Monday. We're going to show Monday that you have been lying about your numbers, Judy. I'm looking forward to it.
No, I want. We're agreed.
So,
okay. Kelly, hang on.
Don't be scared of him. He's
Kelly,
good.
Chill out. We're agreed. Judy, Kelly, 2 o'clock Monday at the Chicory, right?
Yes. And he's
Kelly?
Got to quit using Watsonville data in the Santa Cruz.
Judy, you guys can hash this out when you're in person. I have a feeling you'll treat each other differently when you're there.
I've got the good data.
All right. Well, you guys will challenge each other, and we'll get that much farther ahead. Because
we've got the Santa Cruz numbers. We're looking forward to it.
Kelly, 2 o'clock. Kelly, 2 o'clock Monday. You guys are on. No canceling.
2 o'clock Monday.
All right.
We're going to prove once and for all that Santa Cruz's expenses have gone up.
All right.
Shelter intakes are worse than the rest of the state.
Wow, you are
Kelly and Judy. You guys can do that. You guys can do this on Monday when you see each other face to face. And I'm out of time. Unfortunately,
we didn't get any calls. We're gonna pick this up again next Monday.
Okay. Well, Monday. You know what? Can you guys call us from the Chicory at 3 o'clock on Monday?
Okay, that's fine.
Kelly,
together?
Just give us the telephone number to dial.
All right.
Into.
Both of you, hang on the line here. You're committed
we'll
to it. We
numbers.
Got you on the record, Kelly. Don't flake.
I got a feeling he's gonna. He doesn't
no, he's committed to it. I know he doesn't want to, but he's committed to it.
I'll be there at 2 o'clock. I think I'm going to be bringing a lot more press than
That's fine.
Than anything
you bring
else.
Whatever you need. You bring all you need. She's not afraid. Kelly, she's not afraid of you.
Bring it on. I got the right stuff.
All right.
I'm not afraid
you guys hang on. We'll talk again on Monday, and we'll pick this up where we left off, and thank you both for being on and staying
on the line
so long.
So we can get
right.
both of your direct
numbers,
too.
And we'll get you to exchange information, and it'll just be like old home week. When we come back, we'll find out what happened today at the Phil Spector murder trial on K-Talk, AM 1150. Producer Lisa, Normally it's the Ask Mr. K hour, no guests, no topics, no screeners, but that got shot to hell, didn't it?
Wow, can I tell you, that was one big one, hour and a
two
hours
of the
radio.
Craziest hours I've ever presided over.
It was a lot of talking over each other, but you know, they're going to meet, Judy and Kelly are going to meet Monday in Sacramento, and can I tell you what's going to happen? Like the movies. They're going to be sitting over the table.
It's like Sleepless in Seattle.
Is
that what you think? Yeah.
It's going to be like a diner. They're going to each be eating their sandwiches and some soup. No candle. Broad daylight coming in. They'll be arguing, pounding on the table. All of a sudden, Kelly's going to grab Judy by the face, and then they're just going to start kissing.
Really? That's how you think it's going to transpire?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know. I didn't get that sense.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, first of all, it seemed like Kelly, who was with Cops, who says that this is the Pet Extinction Act, really had two basic tenets, and he kept going back to them. His Santa Cruz numbers are a lie is Building 7.
Yes.
You just go back to that when you got nothing else. And his other argument that future service dogs are not covered, I don't know how much clearer it could be when Judy read
the
bill to
us. She spelled it out, and the people who are involved in the service dogs and the guide dogs of America, they're the people who helped write the bill. So I don't understand how he can keep, but then he kept saying, yeah, but the Rescue Dogs Association of America says, and then he'd go off on that, whoever they are, I don't even know. So anyway, whatever. It was good, though. I really liked it. And you know when it all started? This morning when I opened up my email,
yes.
I was a little
incensed.
It was a red alert day.
Yes.
And I was a little
bit. We'll have to explain that in a future show.
In a future show. I was a little cranky when I woke up this morning. And the email rubbed me the wrong way. And because of my mood, 2 hours of radio ensued.
Yeah, well, I'm glad that there is going to be, I think, some resolution. Now, what are the odds that Kelly doesn't show? Because I think Judy will be there. But will Kelly show?
Kelly doesn't show, I hope Judy brings a friend. Because I don't want Judy sitting there by herself.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go because we have to be here.
Well, it's in Sacramento they're going to have this conversation. And here's the other issue. Even if they do meet Lisa, what are the odds that they're going to actually say, you know what, your numbers are better than mine, I'll go with you? It's not going to change anything,
no.
Is it,
this
fundamentally?
This is like two countries. Judy and Kelly are like Iraq and the U.S.
No. Better the Palestinians and the
Israelis.
Yeah, they're both arguing over Santa Cruz numbers is Jerusalem, and there is just no way to separate it. There's no compromise.
You know who we need? Bill Clinton. If we could get Clinton to go to Sacramento and meet them at Chicory.
No, I don't think so.
Across
by the way,
from the Capitol?
What is Chicory? Is that a restaurant?
It's a
or
restaurant across from the Capitol. Do you think we should try to get somebody over there?
Spy?
Oh, like a spy. Yeah, do we know anybody in Sacramento?
Someone to give us,
sit at the next table?
And, like, you know, listen in and call
or
us.
Or can we just call somebody like Carl Levin to go over there and hang
what?
With them?
Carl Levin? Sacramento?
What am I doing? I'm
Carl
thinking
who?
D.C.
Who are you thinking? All right, you lost
I'm
your
thinking
mind.
For some reason, Sacramento, we're in D.C.
Yeah.
We're not.
So did anything that Kelly Moran say sway you at all?
No.
He just reinforced all your beliefs.
Yes, because
I think that that's going
to
be the consensus.
Say, no pun intended, he's barking up the wrong tree.
Mm.
Because he's got all of these facts that are not supported by... Mm. I believed Judy. And you know what? Hey, I was open.
Too.
I was open to listen. Because if this isn't good and I'm here spewing, you know, good bill. And then somebody comes around and slaps me in the face in 2 weeks and I go, ooh, bad bill. I made a big mistake trying to promote this. Right.
You can have egg on your face.
Egg on my face. Mm. So I was ready to be open.
Mm-hmm.
To if there's any flaw in this, I was ready for it.
Mm. Well, again, I wondered why Cops was involved and then... When we found out that Cops is paid by this other organization.
Not the Cops.
No, it's the California Organization of Police and Sheriffs, that they are being paid by this dog breeder, this pet pack.
Well, they endorse people. You know what I mean? They're like the people when you see, you know, Antonio Villaraigosa was endorsed by...
Yeah, California Cops. Police and Sheriff's Organizations.
And that makes it look very official because you say, ooh, all the police and all the sheriffs in California have endorsed him?
Well, that's why my head was scratching when you said this is the organization that's out in front saying this is the Pet Extinction Act.
Yeah.
And his argument
is going around the internet, and that's
right.
my problem.
You know where he lost
Everybody's
me?
Everybody's going to get this.
He lost me at there won't be any mixed breeds, that this will be the end of mixed breed dogs. Because even if California could pass a law that says that you would get the death penalty if you breed a mixed breed dog, it wouldn't stop breeders in other states, the other 49 states, from breeding mixed breed dogs.
There are people right now breeding mixed breed dogs all over the place.
Yeah.
They breed mixed breed. What are Labradoodles but mixed breed dogs? And now they're selling them as you know, these unbelievable new breed of the great. They don't shed. They're hypoallergenic. They're the best. They're a mixed breed dog.
Who's that an impersonation of, by the way?
That's not the Republicans. That's the hoity-toities. That's what those are.
All right. Well, we'll start this thing all over again tomorrow from 3 to 7. We do this every afternoon from 3 to 7 on KTalk AM 1150.